Hello and welcome to Contact High. Today's Shabbat replay comes from our June 3rd Saturday service. It's a bit of a highlight reel of especially musical, inspirational, and thought-provoking moments from our intimate, learning-centered morning together. Now, take it away, D-Team.
We're going to go into our learning. One of the questions I have about Jewish prayer is whether having all the words is ultimately helpful or a hindrance to prayer, because once you have the words in front of you, you think there's a right way to do it. And if you don't do it the way that the words say, then maybe you're doing it wrong. And in fact, human beings have been praying long before there was literature or pens or paper or the printing press, or before there were cave paintings, there was prayer. And I'm struck this morning because there's big kid energy. and it's good. But as a parent, if you do everything for your kid and tell them exactly what to do and how to do absolutely everything, good luck being an adult, kid. Mm-hmm. There's a certain permission that we need to get things wrong as children our whole lives in order to be functional, healthy adults. And then at some point in adulthood or on our way to adulthood, we get the idea that if we do things wrong, we're bad, or, we're not as worthy of love or something like that. And so I just want to affirm for us in this prayer about love that mistakes are part of being a human person, being a healthy human person. It's good for us to make them. It's good for us to put ourselves in situations where actually we might feel like there's a right way, and then to do it a different way and see that the sky doesn't come crashing down on our heads and that we're not smitten or smote, by a beam of divine lightning telling us we did it wrong, because actually we discover in that moment that that is not what God does. God just loves us. Period. Full stop. That's an invitation for how we might love each other.
Amen. page 58 for the Amidah. Actually, I'm going to turn back for a second.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're going to turn back to 49. You don't have to, but I mean, I noticed a phrase. I love the Siddur. I think it's a beautiful translation, but I'm also a bit of a Hebrew nerd. And so sometimes I notice idiosyncrasies in the translation that, like, I don't disagree with, but I might have translated it differently. So if we look at the second to last kind of stanza, the Lo Nevosh, the Lo Ma'ed Yivashem Kodshaha, Agadol Bahan Rabba Tachnu, which is beautifully translated as, because we trust in you and your redemptive power, we'll never experience rejection.
That is so not what it says.
Right? It's so not what it says. Lo Nevosh, the Lo Ma'ed, we will never experience shame, Busha shame. Yivashem Kodshaha, because your holy name, Agadol Bahan Rabba, great and exalted, betachnu. Like, we are, like, assured of, like,
we trust in,
but, like, betach is, like, sure, like, yeah, sure, like, we're assured of it, we believe in it, we trust in it, we are certain of it. And so, like, I was sitting there being like, how do you get from, like, we never experience shame because, like, you're awesome, God, so we never experience shame. What does that mean? I was thinking, like, it's because that's the image we're created in. Right, we're certain of like what you call God or the divine or the world, the thing bigger than us. We're certain that it's awesome, like both in like an awe-inspiring sense and also like in a great sense. It's beautiful, it's majestic, it's beyond comprehension. We're sure of that. And then we're told that that's actually the image that we're created in. And so how could we ever experience shame if we actually believe that we're a reflection of that thing that's bigger than us? I was thinking, it's like, it's Pride Month. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot because we're doing so much this month for Pride. But I was thinking, like, what does it actually mean to embody, right, that sense of, like, kind of the opposite of shame, to say that there's something fundamentally wrong with me, is pride. To say, actually, this is who I'm meant to be. And who I'm meant to be is really awesome and great and awe-inspiring because I am a reflection that thing bigger than me. There's nobody else who carries that particular stamp of the divine in this world. So as we go into the Amidah, flip back now to page 58. Right, this is not only about standing before that thing bigger than us, but also standing before ourselves and celebrating and finding pride and gratitude and joy in that image that we are a reflection of, that it is a reflection of us as well.
Shabbat Replay is a production of Mishkan Chicago. Our theme music was composed and performed by Kalman Strauss. You can always see where and when our next service will be on our calendar. There's a link in the show notes. And if you appreciated the program, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. I know you've heard it before, but it really does help. On behalf of Team Mishkan, thank you for listening.